Radio.
It's 1 o'clock.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
It's rather pleasant to have you back, Paul Andrews.
You did really well last week.
Ruling the roost and, with all my lady friends.
Don't believe what Amanda tells you about me swearing when I was listening.
I knew, because I did like to change the sequence and the flow to sort of a Jules Serkin show. And I had my lovely lady friends in with me. We do social media and rap interiors, rap underscore interiors.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had a bit of a cackle and we did miss you. And, of course, you managed to heckle. As you did.
I did. But it was great. It was really good. And there were two things that you talked about last week, apart from talking with the guests, which was infrared heaters and cars.
Did I really?
Yeah. So I decided to, to indulge you. And this week we're going to talk about infrared heaters and cars.
Well, listener, you heard it first on the Business Bunker that he's indulging me.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than, the usual whatever it is that he does, he's indulging me.
Absolutely.
I guess it's Christmas, isn't it?
It is. And, do you know, one of the Slade songs...
It's Christmas!
Yeah, they do that. Do you know, we've got 7 copies of that on the system and not one of them has that bit at the front. Because I wanted to play that to start with.
Oh.
But not one of the versions that we've got has It's Christmas at the start of it, which is bizarre.
Well, you could do that, couldn't you?
Hmm.
You could do that. It's Christmas. We're all wearing our hats, listener, so we are.
Yeah, on the radio, just for your delection, we've all got Christmas hats on, Santa hats.
Yes, we are. And we'd love to hear from you as usual. Use the BBunker hashtag and you can tweet me at Jules Serkin and you can tweet him over there at VanillaWeb. And we'd love to hear how you're doing. And I don't know about you, but I was quite organised in October and sort of buying little Christmas gifts and things. And then suddenly someone said to me, Jules, I was talking about when Christmas comes, and she said it's next Saturday, and I went, really? And that was sort of last Friday. So it sort of crept up on me.
Yeah. Well, it's not been very Christmassy, really, has it? Because
we can't do anything.
You can't do anything. You can't go out, you know, even if you drive past a pub or a restaurant, there's no one in it.
No.
There's no revellers out and about having parties and stuff.
It is very, very strange. Yeah. I was actually going to a sushi evening on... you waving at me? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to a sushi evening with a couple of friends, actually Chives Caterers.
It's a bit fishy.
Graham Green. Yeah, it was very fishy.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward to it in my local eatery in Tenterton. But because of the media hype and that...
Hold on. Your local eatery in Tenterton?
Oh, sorry, Tankerton. Oh. I always get teas mixed up.
You forget where you live, don't
well,
you?
In my head...
Me and Terry live in Tenterton, you live in Tankerton.
In my head, this is a Tenterton show.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you what, these hats make me itchy, do they, you?
Yeah, you can take it off because no one can see it.
You know why they make you itchy? They've been in my loft for a whole year.
Have they? And
I've got all sorts of rats up there.
Yeah, I've got no hair.
Bats.
Oh, we were sitting watching telly the other night and this mouse came, walked across the floor, looked at us, climbed in the Christmas tree and went after one of the chocolates.
Did it?
Yeah, get out.
What did you do with it? Hoover it up?
I'm not telling you.
You must get a cat, I'm telling you.
Oh, don't you start. I've offered to get a cat, but we have to swap the dog.
Oh, no, I love your dog. I always forget your dog's name.
Katya. The mouse walked right across Katya's nose. She didn't even wake up. The mouse went right in front of her nose.
What colour was the mouse?
Brown.
brown mouse. So yeah, that's a country mouse.
Yeah, it's a field mouse, yeah.
Yeah, they're quite sweet, though, aren't they?
Well, that's what Amanda said. Oh, isn't that sweet? Yeah. Oh, and I'll kill it.
Well, she's probably got hundreds where she keeps her hay bales.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Loads of mice. No, don't start reading, because I was just telling you something, and I've forgotten what it was now. It was important.
No, you were talking about your sushi restaurant in
Oh, yeah. So it's Manana, and it's a very small little restaurant. It's probably got 20 covers, and I took my mother there for...
Is it just a sushi Sunday restaurant?
No, it's a pop-up that they're doing.
Oh, right.
It's a very nice, just local restaurant that's just opened, but it's only got 20 covers. And of course we were all sitting al fresco before, but now it is a bit cold, and I just said to my new husband, I don't think we should risk it, because my mum's 91. I'm only one jabbed, if they work. I don't really know whether they do or not, but so I've cancelled, and I felt awful. But do I want to do it just before Christmas, 3 days before? And this is the trouble, isn't it, with hospitality?
Yeah.
I saw Michelle Roux tweeting for his daughter.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to buy their food. And I was saying to my new husband, they have to get deliveries ordered like a week or 2 weeks before.
It's the same with the whole hospitality industry, isn't it? The government never take account of the fact that of how you run a small business, which isn't to just react on the day.
No, exactly.
You know, you have to plan weeks in advance. Yeah. And then if you call something off when they've already ordered the food and drink, they just chuck it away.
I saw one restaurant had like 60 cancellations in a day.
Oh,
you know,
I've seen 900 cancellations in places, you know, where corporate parties have been binned.
It is really, really sad. And and of course, did you see in Dublin, there's a curfew of 8 p.m. What happens at 8:10?
The only thing about that is, the last time I was in Dublin, which was a long time ago, but I was speaking at a conference at the Westbury in St. Stephen's Green in Dublin, and for some reason, I woke up really early in the morning, right about 5 o'clock, and I couldn't get back to sleep. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go for a walk. And so I got up, I had a shower, and I got dressed, and I went for a walk about 5:30 in the morning. I walked past the pub, and it was rammed.
Yeah.
It was absolutely
it's
rammed.
It's a crack.
It's a crack, man. And they're all drinking Guinness before they go to work.
Yeah, so
an 8 p.m. curfew doesn't really do anything in Dublin, because they've all been drinking since 6 in the morning.
What time does it open? What time does it end? Do they? But I just thought it was... And for all the ones that have had their double jabs and boosters, how does that work?
Yeah.
I know you're dying to read. I can see you're perched
I thought you were going to ask me who the show sponsor was.
I'm about to, yeah.
Oh, right.
About to, but I was very interested in the Dublin curfew, because I just want to know what they think happens at 8:10, you know. So who might our sponsor be, Paul Andrews?
Oh, hold on a second. I've got incoming breaking news.
Oh. Don't tell me Boris has done something.
Well, yeah, they have, actually.
Oh, no.
Just announced support for hospitality of grants of up to £6,000 per business. Oh, that'll help, won't it?
Oh.
And they will cover statutory sick pay when sick due to COVID, but only COVID. And there's nothing for zero-hour contract people.
Terrible.
Thanks for that, Amanda. Breaking news.
Thank you, Amanda.
Mm. So pretty pathetic, really.
Well, yeah, and also the kind of the sick pay is that if you're having to self-isolate as well.
Yeah.
You know, or is it if you're sick? And, of course, you have had COVID. I don't mind telling you this. And you weren't that ill, were you?
I wasn't ill at all, no.
No, you thought you had a little cold.
Yeah, poor old Tabitha Beasley and her husband tested positive yesterday.
Oh, and how are they feeling?
As far as I can tell, okay. But, of course, it's ruined their Christmas because they can't have a family
Christmas.
See anyone.
They're going to be eating a lot of turkey, presumably.
Mm.
Anyway, Paul Andrews.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Well, tell me who our sponsor might be.
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
I had asked, but then you interrupted me about breaking news.
I had a breaking news flash.
Yeah.
The BBC, the Business Bunker radio show is pleased to...
The BBC, you
The BBC. It's the BBC news station.
We're good, but we're not that bad.
Yeah. The Business Bunker radio show is pleased to partner with Tenterden District Chamber of Commerce.
Lovely.
The Chamber encourages membership of businesses in the area covered by Tenterden and its surroundings, including the villages of Appledore, Benenden, Betherston, Biddenden, Ebony, Newenden, Rolvenden, Sandhurst, Smarden, Sissinghurst, Stone, Wittersham and Woodchurch. The Tenterden and District Chamber of Commerce exists to promote the sustainable economic development of this area and to provide a collective voice for the area's businesses. You can find out more about the fantastic work that the Chamber do by going to their website, which is www.tentertonchamber.org. And a huge thank you to them for supporting the Business Bunker Show.
Somebody, well, this is the lovely Paul Barbara.
Yeah.
That's written in. And I do love a Paul Barbara. I've actually got many photos of you and me scoffing his rather wonderful food.
Yeah.
Of course, Rani does all the work, you know, Mrs. Barbara. Mm. But he says, while we say goodbye to this challenging year of 2021, we are making initial provisions for our fully fitted Sprinter van. Oh, it reminds me, he wanted my logo, my scoff logo.
Yeah, on his van.
I must send it. Have you sent yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm a bit tardy. He asked me when I was camping and I forgot. It's going to be placed at a few locations for readily serving our home-cooked Carrara foods. And he says, would you be interested for us to serve our Carrara nice and spicy foods? They're gluten-free, they can be vegan, vegetarian, and also meat dishes, including takeaways from your location. Yeah, there could be one just outside here in Kent Space, couldn't there?
He could park on my drive.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it's 550 calories or under.
Exactly, yeah.
Should this idea be of any interest to you, please contact us to make mutual arrangements, including timings. And we look forward to hearing from you. Season's greetings, Paul Barbara. That's rather lovely, isn't it, saying season's greetings? Because, of course, he's Sikh, isn't he?
He is.
So he would do Diwali, wouldn't
he? Diwali,
yeah.
Would.
Which, have they just had that? Or?
Yes, they have. But it, like a lot of the Sikh and the Muslim community, they do celebrate, and the Jewish community, they all celebrate Christmas in some way or form.
My new husband, you know, Jewish, and he's just had Hanukkah, where you get a donut for 8 days every day. Mind you, the dog ate quite a few of them, stole them. But his family came down, and we were all giving each other Hanukkah presents, Christmas presents. We don't really know what they are. Yeah. Chanukah, we call them.
Yeah.
You know. But, it's a seasons of all, let's say. Mm. I don't like calling it the holidays.
No, happy holidays. Chips and Dinks have tweeted in, Vanilla Web, Jill Sirkin, the last Business Bunker show before Christmas is on air today. Will there be mince pies? Yes, there is.
Yes.
With the cheesy music? Yes, there is. And we've also got sausage rolls. Wishing Paul and Jules and all the listeners a very safe and happy Christmas and hoping for better things in 2022. Well, thank you, Bev and Tony, Chips and Dinks. That's very kind of you. Thank you for all your support during the year. We really do appreciate it, and keep on keeping on. Neville Gaunt, hope you all have a great Christmas. Only 4 days to go. That is very true. And the Sound of Spitfire, our lovely radio station that we love to support up there in Lincolnshire, they say, have a great Christmas, guys, on the Business Bunker Show from all of us at Sound of Spitfire. So thank you so much for that.
I forgot to read out Paul Barbara's web link. There is, of course, it will be on Kent Business Radio, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk, I think. I always forget.
Because
you've got quite a few, haven't you, different versions. But you can also find him on www.producedinkent.co.uk with a /news/Carrara, which is spelt K-A-R-A-R-A hyphen on wheels, coming soon. So that's really good. I forgot to say, my new husband and I listened back to last week's spectacular show.
I'm sure.
Despite the gremlins in the studio. And I only listened to the first half so far. I will listen to the second. But he commented that my speech and my voice is much better and quicker since my vaccine damage. I know you get a bit uppity when I mention it, but I would like to thank Mohammed Kafur for helping me with that. He's based in Hampton, you know, Hampton Court.
Yeah, yeah. Where's it court?
Hampton Court.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Hampton Court.
He's got what court?
Hampton Court, where the deers are.
Oh, right.
But I would like to thank him, and he has been amazing. And I'm seeing him on the 27th of December, Paul Andrews.
Good.
I hope he doesn't weigh me, because he weighs me every time. And I said to him the last time, I said, look, there's no point. I'm not in the zone to diet at the moment.
Right. So I'm looking for a tweet I saw earlier from Neville Gaunt. And do you think I can find it now? No, I cannot. And I need to find it, because it's a shout-out, but... that's ridiculous. Do you know, it's Twitter will interfere with bloody timelines.
Makes you very uppity, doesn't it?
They're a pain in the bum. They're as bad. Well, they're not quite as bad as Facebook, who are just fake.
Well, while you're looking, Save Our Fields Westgate. So you can find them on our Westgate. They are trying to raise awareness that we are being built all over Kent and Thanet. I noticed Bob Geldof was doing a march in to protect Faversham, which is being built all over. Mm. But they say a reminder that we will have 2,000 houses covering this grade one land. There's a photo on Twitter. Grade one land, if permission is given, over 1,700 acres in total will be lost in Thanet to 1,000. Oh, I can't do this figure. 17,140 houses and associated roads. And they've put a picture of this beautiful, rather beautiful green prime farmland space. So that's not very good.
You've got an email about things like that later as well. I'll do it just to wind you up.
Yeah, you put one in my show last week, I noticed.
I've had a tweet from Neville Gaunt, the lovely Neville. He said, a shout-out would be great, please, Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker Show. You can download their book by going to yp2grow.com/EYSHLASBD. Now, you can find... You obviously won't remember that. It's a fantastic book. And it stands for all you should. The best thing to do is to follow Neville on Twitter. Neville Gaunt, G-A-U-N-T.
He's not at all Gaunt, though, is he?
He's not, no. And you can find the link there. And I'll also put the link later on the Kent Business Radio website.
Kevin Edmonds, Real Print and Media. You'll find his website at realprintandmedia.com. He says, please, can you give a shout out, a Bee Bunker shout out for Kevin Edmonds at Real Print. And there is a phone number, which I might ring out, at, which is 01622 200 123. Does he print everything?
Yep.
That's very interesting. I was going to say, I wanted to moan about something.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's so unlikely.
I know. Well, Terry Thorpe's in the studio, so he might chip in. The last couple of weeks, you know those pesky sales calls you get on your landline, regardless of the mobile? Landline. The last couple of weeks, they phoned us at 20 to 8 in the morning, different numbers. And I always think somebody's died, you know, when somebody rings my landline, because nobody uses my landline except my mum occasionally.
Yeah.
So we answered, and it's just some ridiculous sales call. But the other time I didn't answer, and I did the call back, and I couldn't
1471.
And I couldn't call the number back to moan at them. It was an O something.
Yeah.
But the number I had today was really weird, loads of O's and things in it.
Right.
But they're starting to call us at 7:30 in the morning and 10 to 8. It's bad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I thought we'd opted out of all that with BT.
Yeah, the TPS service is worse than useless. It does nothing. On a mobile, you can actually block numbers. So the thing to do is to report them and block them. But on a landline, it's not so easy. Yeah.
Well, it's about time. They've got the technology and we should be able to opt out. And I had a text from the grocer this morning asking me to, you know, subscribe to their magazine or something. Hi, Jules. I don't know how they've got my mobile number or, you know, so I think the NHS is selling my data. That's what it is.
Well, I mean, there's loads of data for sale everywhere. And people, you know, the trouble is people just scattergun stuff without, you know, the Business Bunker radio show. I got an offer today on a new set of garage doors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because garage doors are really useful for a radio show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is what I replied, actually. Right. Let's hear this message.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Right. Thank you for those messages. And do you know what?
Tunage?
It's time for some cheesy tunage.
I hope it's Christmassy, Paul Andrews.
No, it's not. It's not.
Humbug to you.
It's not. Because, listen, let me try and explain this. It's only 14 years, Terry, so it takes a while.
Let's watch him wheedle out of it.
It takes a while for her to come to terms with this.
What do you think, Tessa? Don't you think there should have been a Christmas tunage?
The cheesy tunage is picked to relate to the guest that we're going to talk to immediately after the cheesy tunage.
Watch him try and wheedle.
And seeing as our guest is not Santa, yeah, there's no Christmas music, but there is this.
Sounds very odd. Sounds very atmospheric and spooky. What an intro. Oh, yeah, the beat is on. The heat is on.
The heat is on.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
Yeah. We've got infrared heaters on the show.
Yeah.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Any jingle bells?
No.
Oh.
Cheesy tunage there, the heat is on. We're going to now hear from Jane Lansley of Herschel Infrared Heating.
She made me feel all warm and snug.
Yeah, it all comes together, this, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. The heat is on. I like your song. If only the jingle bells with it, that would have helped.
And I'm here with Jane Lansley, and she is Marketing and Communications Manager based there in Bristol in the West Country, possibly with a little bit of cider. And she is the Marketing and Communications Manager of Herschel Infrared Heaters. Welcome to the Business Bunker, and please,
thank you.
Tweeting in, use the Bee Bunker hashtag. You can tweet myself at Jules Serkin, two S's in the middle, or the lovely Vanilla Web at Vanilla Web, and we'll hear you and we'll tweet out your business. We'd love to hear how you're doing. So Jane and I are snuggled up with our Herschel infrared heaters. It's quite chilly outside. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it's good to chat. We've had a lovely chat off air. I feel I know you, and I know you've got two dogs.
Yes.
So I'd love to know more with the listener about Herschel Infrared and how it works. Tell me a little bit.
Yeah, so Herschel Infrared, we're a global market leader in infrared. We're the largest and longest established manufacturer and supplier of infrared heaters for both indoor and outdoor, actually, with the widest selection on the market. So we can heat pretty much any space, indoors or outdoors. The key to infrared heaters is really the way in which they heat. So unlike conventional heaters that we're used to, which primarily heat the air, we heat the thermal mass of a room. So this is obviously for indoor. So we heat the walls, the floors, the ceilings, store that heat, and then kind of release it back out into the room to heat. So exactly, really, best way to think about it is what the sun does on the outside. So on a warm summer's day, the sun might heat a patio up, sun goes down. If you walk on that patio at night, you can still feel the warmth radiating back out. And that's what we're mimicking on the inside with our Herschel infrared heaters.
Because I sat outside one in Essex at a beautiful hotel there, the Rosslyn Beach Hotel. And I sat outside with my lovely mum, who's 91. We were having a little cocktail, as you do. And we were sea facing. So it was quite chilly. It was, I think, it was September, and we had little blankets. And we were under these big proper umbrellas, parasols, that were obviously heat-proof, not dangerously dangling with a heater. And the heat coming out, my mum said, oh, I can feel this going into my arthritis and into my bones, and it's really doing me good. And that's when I sort of was interested in them, because with a lot of us, we're working from home, and my husband and I are spending so much time outside because we can't bear to be inside all the time. And we bought one of those gas ones, you know, the ones that look tall gas cylinders that look amazing. And actually, if the wind's blowing, it's really ineffective. So I was really interested in these. And as you know, I bought some, and we've got one up at the moment in our garden room, and it is absolute bliss to sit underneath. And it's not a heat that dries you, is it?
It's a really comfortable heat. So infrared, it's the heat that we produce, actually. And it's the heat that we absorb the most readily because of our water content. So that's why it's such a comfortable heat for us. So in the same way that the heaters indoors are heating the thermal mass of the room, they're also heating us directly as objects. They'll heat anything in the room as objects and store that heat, including us directly, just like the sun does outside. So yes, so moving into the outdoor heaters, which obviously you've got one of those brilliant Colorados, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, same as you.
Which I have as well, yeah. So they're the middle wave, as opposed to the far infrared zero light heaters, which are our indoor heaters. The outdoor heaters are moving along the spectrum a bit to the middle wave. So they're a bit more intense. There is a glow to them, but a lovely warm glow. Not a glare which you used to get from some of the old school pub heaters, but a very, very low-key orange glow. But they are heating you directly, heating you still in a very comfortable way. But because of that, you're not kind of wasting energy trying to heat air around you, which of course would be pointless outside. Wind is always going to be an issue, and if it's very windy, it's going to take away some of the benefit. But yeah, that's where the intensity of the middle wave heaters really comes into its own. So yeah, we've got lots of different outdoor heaters on the market, like yours, several different other ones. Can be wall mounted, they can be on stands. I think you perhaps got one on a stand, have you?
I chose it. I had a long chat with you when you were in your office, and I chose it. I wanted something that I could move around, so it is portable.
Yes.
And I chose it also because I know that you said you had yours. And I thought, if it's good enough for Jane, it's good enough
for me. It's brilliant, that one, because it's got four different power settings on it. So you can have, for an outdoor heater, it's very controllable. You know, you can power it down at milder times. You can have it up full when needed. But yeah, for an outdoor heater, really highly controllable. A lot of our heaters have that, different settings on them. So just to give you that extra bit of control outside. So you don't always want to be running it on full, on the full wattage when you don't need to.
When we're dining outside, we've got a big green egg that I bought my new husband for his 50th, because we couldn't do anything in May. I was going to take him sailing around the Greek islands on his 50th for a humdinger, and of course we just spent it at home. And so I bought him a really expensive green egg as a main present. And we cook on that a lot. But we're not silly. We sort of wear our bobble hats and lots of layers and that, so I don't feel we're being too bad for the environment. We're not sitting out there in t-shirts in the winter. But it just means that we can be comfortable and have a few friends around for drinks and feel a bit safe at the moment, really.
Well, that said, obviously over the last 18 months, we've had no choice but to do a lot more socialising outside. And this has been able to allow people to do that so much more and in far more comfort. So it's changed the way we obviously...
We've become Swedish.
Sorry?
We've become Swedish.
Yeah, well, it's just a lovely place to be. We've all been pushed outside because we've had to be. We've had no choice. And I think a lot of people have realised, actually, it's really lovely to be outside more anyway.
Yeah.
So, the outdoor heaters have allowed us to do that. We've put our outdoor heaters in so many different settings, some absolutely stunning garden settings. And lots of different ones, you know, kind of by outdoor pools and, you know, kind of courtyards by outdoor pools, just some really stunning different settings.
But I'm supposing that if it's with a nice brick wall that outside, that would work well to radiate the heat.
Yeah, I mean, still outside, you are battling the elements of being out in the open. So any airflow is going to take away some benefits. So you are really relying on the intensity of the middle waves to heat you directly as people outside. So you have got to be very aware of the area you're trying to heat. You've got to look at the size of it, the square meterage of it, and obviously use the appropriate sized heater and power of heater. But yeah, that's obviously something we can assist with.
It's like I've got a couple of plants that are a little bit tender, and in the winter I move them back so that they are by a wall, an outside wall, so they're a little bit more sheltered than when they were out on the patio. And I know that your company, Herschel Infrared Heaters, will assist people. So if I were, for example, talking about my garden room, as we were before off air, if I send you the measurements and things, you would assist me on getting
absolutely
the right kind of
heat. We've got a brilliant specification team, so what we would do, we'd ask you for specific information, whether it's outdoors or indoors, but for indoor setting, for example, we'd be asking you about the insulation levels of your property, the amount of glazing, the type of glazing, number of external walls, things like that, and that will all determine the amount of heat that's being lost from each room, because we'll look at each room on an individual basis, and then we'll replace that heat with the appropriate wattage. And that wattage can come in the form of one of our white panel heaters, a mirror panel. We even do absolutely beautiful picture panels, so you can put any photographs, you know, family collages, things like that, on a picture panel. So in which case you're effectively hiding your heating in plain sight. People can't believe that they can just have a mirror in their room heating the whole room.
So and how does that work? Would I send you a photograph?
To go on the picture panels, yes, you would send us a photograph. We'd ensure that it was the correct quality. So that it could be printed and look fantastic. And then, we'll just get that printed up for you.
Amazing.
So so we've done some absolutely beautiful picture panels. Recently, we did a two or three from an Australian photographer, who a family had moved over here from Australia and wanted to bring a piece of Australia with them. So commissioned this photographer to take these beautiful photos. Anyway, we put them on the panels. They're absolutely stunning, as Australian scenery is. But they went back to the photographer and told him what they'd done. And he was like, oh, I can't believe one of my photographs is heating a home in the UK. So, you know, lovely stories about our picture panels. And the white panels, of course, they can be wall mounted. But more often than not, people will ceiling mount them. So they're up and out the way. You don't know that they're a really discreet solution, freeing up your wall space and warming you comfortably in a very efficient way, because that's the key. See, I've been with Herschel for almost 7 years now, and it's been fantastic to see the growth in both the popularity and the understanding of infrared as an energy efficient electric heating solution, because we've all got to be looking to electric solutions in the future. And this is because of the way it heats, because it heats that thermal mass, not the air, and stores that heat and radiates back out, effectively turning the whole room into a radiator. Because of that, you need a lower wattage, and you need to run your heating for less time. And that's why it's such an efficient form of heating. So coupled with the fact it looks so fantastic, it's a win-win, really.
Well, you're impressing me, definitely. And I was talking to you off air again about my bathroom heater, which obviously is a central heated towel radiator, but I also have it as an electric one if I want. So we don't have to, we've got different boilers and things and different floors and levels for central heating. I mean, it's not a smart home yet. We can't get our head around that. So I will often flick on my electric towel heater before I have a shower. I've also got floor heating, underfloor heating, which I rarely use because I can never be bothered. I can't work the dial. It's so complicated, as you know, I've got a whole week. And even my plumber spent about 2 hours trying to sort it out. And so we just can turn it on. But man,
keep it simple.
Electric radiator, tower radiator, takes so long to heat up, it's ridiculous. So I'll turn it on when I get up, then go and make a cup of hot lemon and honey, which is what I'm having at the moment, and feed the dog and stuff, come back, have a shower, but it's still not even heated up. I'm thinking you could probably persuade me to swap that.
So with all our panels, our infrared panels in the indoors, we would be controlling them with a thermostat in each room. So effectively, each room becomes its own zone. And that's another reason why it's so efficient, because you don't want to be heating rooms you're not using at times you're not using them. You can also make sure you're heating them each to the temperature you want them to be at. For example, we often have our bedrooms at lower temperatures than our living rooms. And bathrooms, absolutely. You want them to be warm when you want to use them. So you would set your thermostat to come on up to the temperature you want in the morning, and it's going to be ready for you. The panels themselves only take about 5 to 10 minutes to come to full temperature, but it's the it depends how you're running it as to how long it's going to heat a room. Small rooms are certainly going to warm up quicker than large rooms. But because we'd advise you to be keeping your rooms at a base temperature, because you're storing that heat in the thermal mass, you're only topping up. Every time your heating comes on, it's just topping up. You've already got some residual heat in there. And again, that's why you top up, then it's going to switch itself off again. So it's not going to be running for as long. But yeah, highly controllable. That's one of the big benefits of it. Highly controllable, which means you're saving energy.
That sounds brilliant. And you can get them fixed up as a smart thing. Can you?
Absolutely. Four out of five of our thermostats can be app enabled, combined with the Smart Life app. So you can control them from wherever you are. From wherever I am at all. So that's a must these days, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, it's great, isn't it, when you're coming back from somewhere and you can just do it from your phone and arrive in your home.
Absolutely. And Alexa and Google, etc. It's all there, the controllability. Also a massively flexible option, because you don't have to do your whole house in one go. You can do one room at a time. You can do part of a room. We've got portable options. I mean, for the work from home market, which obviously has been crucial and continues to now be crucial. I, for example, in my study where I'm sitting here, I've got one small 220 watt under desk heater, which means because it's a small, well-insulated room, it's actually heating the whole room. This heat is designed to just be localized under desk heat. But because I have my room so well-insulated, it actually heats the whole room. So I'm able to just turn this on. It's costing me less than 3p an hour to run. And I'm not having to heat any other room in the house. So it's just a huge energy saver. So, yeah, the work from home market, it's been a real lifesaver as well.
And you're international, aren't you?
We are. We're global. We are selling all around the world now. Europe, Australia, New Zealand, America.
Who founded your company, Herschel?
Well, Herschel brought infrared heaters. We were the first ones to bring over the infrared heaters into the UK about 10, 12 years ago, something like that. Yeah. But Herschel, the name Herschel, is actually named after William Herschel, who discovered infrared over 200 years ago. He was German, and he came over from here. He was a keen musician, but actually a very keen astronomer as well. So he discovered Uranus, but he also discovered the existence of infrared. So we're quite neatly named after William Herschel himself. And in fact, there is a museum all about William Herschel just down the road in Bath. And if you go into the reception area of that museum, you'll find one of our beautiful picture panels heating the space, which is a really nice touch.
So which museum was it? Sorry.
So the William Herschel Museum in Bath. It's all about William. Here's the fact that he was a musician, a keen astronomer. It's got a replica of the telescope and the reception that he discovered Uranus with. It's a fascinating, actually. We are pre-COVID. We did a very interesting work outing there. It's a good place to visit.
Okay, so if you're looking, listener, to find out more, you can go onto their website, which is www.herschel.com with a little hyphen, infrared.co.uk. That's herschel-infrared.co.uk. You'll find out loads of stuff on there, and I guess there's pictures on there as well, yeah?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You'll find it's a really comprehensive website. There's plenty on there. But obviously, any queries, just give us a call. We can help out on the phone as well.
And I'm guessing that you're also helping the hospitality industry.
Absolutely, yeah, hugely. Over last winter, our outdoor heaters, I mean, I can't tell you how busy we were. All the pubs and restaurants and everyone setting up their outdoor spaces, stretch tents, marquees, things like that, have been able to do so because of Herschel and Fred heaters, all our products. I was just walking past the restaurant at the bottom of my road the other day, and I noticed they've got them all in there as well in the outdoor setting. I hadn't even realised.
Did you pop up for a cocktail?
Maybe I'll do that later.
And what was it like trying to, you said you were busy, but what was it like at the height of those lockdowns when all these pubs and restaurants realised that people were only coming if they could sit outside? How did you cope as a company?
We worked very long hours, making sure we did as much as we could to stock everyone's requirements. It was a very busy time, and actually continues to be so, because it's as you say, it's both the commercial market but also the domestic market as well. People want to be outside now more and more, even though we are allowed to be inside at the moment. People are just aware that it is safer to be outside. You don't want to be outside there freezing cold. So it's still hugely busy in the outdoor heater front as well as the indoor.
Do you know much about solar panelling and how well they would work with solar?
So, yeah, absolutely. It's certainly, I mean, it's a green solution anyway, because it's electric heating. So it's very easy to just switch to a renewable energy supplier. We can all do that. But yeah, solar panels works very well with solar panels, even better if you've got your battery storage as well. Then it combines with that very well, and we can advise and assist on that side of things as well.
When you look back at those couple of lockdowns and you had this huge demand, what were your lead times like?
So, well, on some of the heaters, it did get difficult. We did get low on stock. We ran out of stock for a few weeks on some items, which is very rare because we are very good at ensuring we have got everything in stock. But at that time, there were delays worldwide. So we did run out of some stock. However, quickly resolved it, make sure that everyone had what they wanted. And now we're doing a brilliant job of making sure we've got everything stocked as far as we can. So yeah, I think if you go onto our website now, we've got most of our outdoor heaters in stock, if not coming in very soon, because like I say, we're still extremely busy and they're still flying off the shelves.
So what's your most popular heater? Is there one?
I think the outdoor wise is probably the one you've got, Jules, the Colorado.
That's Colorado,
the one, yeah. But again, it depends on the setting. It depends if you're wall mounted. It depends how sheltered the area is. We've got our California is a very popular option. It's aesthetically extremely pleasing. Our Florida, again, is that it looks like a lamp. It's like circular at the top, and people love the way that looks. But that's a slightly lower wattage. So it depends. Yeah, it depends on your size of area and what you need. But like I say, we've got a lot on the website about that, and we can always assist on the phone with regards to what people need.
Fabulous. So I'm going to read out the number. Do you want the, do you prefer the direct dial or the office?
So the main office number, the 0117.
0117-325-3850. That's 0117-325-3850. And you'll find Sam Abel there as well. I've spoken to Sam. And of course, Jane Lanceley, both really, really helpful. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more, go onto their website, have a look at what they've got. It's great. Herschel-infrared.co.uk. And for now, Jane, Lanceley, keep lovely and warm over there in
I will. I'm lovely and warm by my Herschel infrared heater right now.
Yeah, with warm toes. And I look forward to playing with mine a bit more and sorting out my garden room. I'm sure my greyhound will be very happy with
it. Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for having us, Jules.
Thank you. For now, goodbye from Jane Lanceley and myself.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Welcome back. That was the lovely Jane Lansley of Herschel Infrared talking about infrared heaters.
You know, just before Christmas, of course, my radiator in my bathroom is leaking, and I've got a little, I had to get borrow Darcy Greyhound's towel, actually, to put on the floor, and I've got a little cup underneath to catch the drips. And my plumber popped round yesterday, but we were out, and he's going to come on Thursday. But I'm actually seriously thinking of taking off that old radiator, which has leaked. It's about 9 years old, but honestly, it's leaked so many times. And having a Herschel infrared on there instead. That, I mean, that'll please the government, won't it? Because they want us to do all that sort of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, don't even talk to me about boilers and radiators.
Well, they always go wrong at Christmas. Have you noticed?
My boiler packs up again.
Again?
Again. Again.
What make is it?
Worcester.
And that's, that used to be such a good make, didn't it? Great in a spag bowl.
Yeah.
Worcester.
My heating engineers, IB Heating from Rotherham, local company, Ian and the team, they got my boiler going again. But as he said to me, you really need a new boiler, Paul, because this is just going to keep breaking because it's rubbish.
Oh, well, as I said, Worcester, very good in a spag bowl.
Yeah. Well, when I bought it, they were the top. I'm just ignoring you. I know what you were talking about. Worcester sauce in a spag bowl. Yeah, but
it's
this
Christmas,
is
Christmas. You have to laugh at my jokes.
No, though. This is a Worcester Bosch, not a Worcester sauce. And when I bought it 8 years ago, it was the top of the range and the one that everybody said you should get. But now they're going, all done touching with a barge pole.
I know. My plumber, one of the rentals I manage, has an ideal. And my plumber went, they're not ideal.
See what he did there.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a very busy Twitter, haven't we, Paul Andrews?
We have, so we better crack on with it.
We had. I mean, enough of your boiler and my leaky radiator.
Yeah, you old boiler. We don't want to do that anymore.
No, we don't.
I've had a lovely tweet from Tracy Ferguson. She says, have a fantastic show, everyone. I'll listen to the replay later as I'm meeting a friend for stocking filler, shopping and coffee.
Mm.
Happy Christmas, everyone. And thank you, Paul and Jules, for bringing us laughter, information, fab guests and positivity over the last year. Well, thank you so much, Tracy. Enjoy your shopping and your coffee.
Yeah.
And thank you for all your support.
Well, we wouldn't do it if she wasn't listening.
If it wasn't for Tracy, we wouldn't do
it. We would just loll at home eating mince pies.
We would loll. That's laugh out loud.
Yeah. And Herschel Infrared have said, we're listening in live and great to be chatting through our infrared heating solutions with you, Jules Serkin.
Mm.
Paragon Drones, loving our festive look. So they've obviously been looking at our little photos. And Paragon Drones, just to let you know, they are propelling drone service to higher levels through excellence, harmonizing drones and businesses by creating value and exceeding expectation. You can find them on the Twitter Paragon Drones, and their website is also paragondrones.co.uk. very good branding there going on.
Absolutely.
There.
Chips and Dinks, holy cheesy music, Batman. Kapow, biff bash, took me back in time. Thank you for that.
You know what they were alluding to, the Neville's tweet, weren't they?
Yeah.
Batman and things. I that was all skimming by. I was boiling my egg, you see. I always have a business bunker boiled egg that I eat on my way home. I bring it in a little jam jar.
Have you got a hashtag for that?
No, I'll have to go.
Beep, egg.
And I was doing my green smoothie and I was busy, you know, and I just kept glancing. I saw that Twitter was going bananas. Bob BT has tweeted in.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a mechanical services and renewable energy design engineer who likes challenges. You can find him on IG Comfort cooling.co.uk. And I won't tell you what he was tweeting because it was about vaccines and things. But he says his eldest grandson, off school, obviously, for Christmas holidays, has been out picking up litter to save the ocean and those that live in it. Very proud of this lad. He's 7 years old in January. So isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
That looks like he's at Reculver Towers.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I frequent with my dog.
Fantastic. Wickham HR, a great show, guys, on the Business Bunker. So thank you. That's lovely. Natalie at Wickham HR.
And DG East in the studio saying, getting ready for an in-depth interview with Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin.
Absolutely.
In-depth, Paul Andrews.
We're going to grill him.
Yeah, we are. I was saying off air that as they arrived in the Kent Space car park to come to the studio, the little car it was in, little hybrid, it was a Lexus, it purred into its parking space. Can't hear it.
It's not his.
Oh,
it's not his.
Is it the lady?
It belongs to his missus. It's not his.
Oh, yeah. What's he got then?
He's not allowed a car. He's got a skateboard.
roller skates.
What car have you got, Terry?
At the moment, nothing.
Have you not?
I had to lend it to a customer.
I know a bloke that can sort you out, mate.
Devotion to duty.
Did you mention Pink Spaghetti?
Not yet.
So Pink Spaghetti, Vicky, the lovely Vicky, she is a virtual PA service. She's a 25th hour in the day for your small business, she says, and she'll do email marketing, minute taking, diary and appointment management, blogs and press releases and more. And you can find her on pink-spaghetti.co.uk and also on the Twitter at pink_Vicky.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Martin Reeves, collector buddy, on Twitter.
I always want to say Martin Reeves and the Vandellas.
Ha, 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 ha.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate that. He said, yes, please, can I have a Business Bunker shout out and wishing everybody a Merry Christmas? Well, thank you, Martin. I hope you and your family have a lovely time over the Christmas period, and wishing you a healthy, happy and successful 2022.
And Neville Gaunt, we've mentioned, haven't we?
We have.
Have him. I'm scrolling up. Chips and Dinks are agreeing 100%. I'm not quite sure what about. Oh, about Batman. You'll never beat the first. Adam West. Yeah, he was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yep. James the Prop Maker. You know, the lad that did Brum.
Yeah.
Vanilla Web, Joel Sirkin, Business Bunker. Merry Christmas to you all. Enjoying the show.
Super smashing. Who else?
Well, you bully. Super smashing. Lovely. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just...
The star prize is a speedboat.
What was that?
Bully. Do you remember? Bullseye.
No, I've never watched it.
Oh, it's not on now. It's in the 70s. The star prize was always a speedboat.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'd love a speedboat.
No, nobody ever won it.
I have never watched it. What was I doing?
Oh, bully.
In the 70s?
Yeah.
I think my parents might have done. Yeah, sorry, I'm just looking at other stuff.
Okay, well, we've had a tweet from Athelbray. Merry Christmas to the Business Bunker team, enjoying the fun. So thank you to that.
Mostly we're munching on sausage rolls at the
Keith
moment.
Keith, Kate, Fran and the whole team at Athelbray, Merry Christmas to all of you and your lovely family and all your grandkids.
And lovely Serenity Becker has tweeted in.
Has she?
Well, she sent a picture of all the front page covers of the papers. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Which are all Get Your Booster, every single one. Unbelievable. Yeah. And she sent it to me, and it was in response to a tweet saying, anyone else smell the desperation?
Yeah.
Apparently they were throwing out, they had some that were two weeks to go past their sell-by date.
The government have spent £350 million of taxpayer money advertising COVID in the newspapers.
Unbelievable. And meanwhile, hospitality is closed down.
And that is why the newspapers don't ask tough questions.
That's awful.
That's all I'm saying.
Because I was wondering if their adverts were free, you know, if they didn't have to pay.
No.
Really?
It's only us that have to do free government adverts.
Mm.
On the radio, we have to do free government adverts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like the drink driving one and stuff, we have to play them.
Well, they've had adverts on buses and things as well, saying, I've seen them saying children get strokes too, which I thought was quite bizarre.
Yeah.
Chips and Dinks, did you see their lovely Christmas GIF, whatever it's called? The Last Business Bunker Show. Have you read that one?
I just read it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You never listened to me, would you?
Well, I'm reading it always. There's a lot going on in here.
Yeah.
Who else? Yes. Did you see my tweet about sea salt? So I was in Sea Salt in Canterbury, shopping in the High Street.
Right.
And I bought a very nice pair of house woolly socks, you know, with little rubbery bits underneath.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not cheap. Sea salt is not cheap. And I bought them for somebody in my family. And then when I got them home, this is Sea Salt Cornwall, right?
Yeah.
When I got them home, I looked...
Let me tell you, I bet they were made in China.
They were made in China.
Of course they were.
And, of course, it said on there, designed in Cornwall.
Yeah.
Made in China.
Yeah, of course.
Very upsetting.
Yeah. Okay, right. I've got this, which is kind of a bit weird, but I'll read it anyway. It's from Paul Williamson of Realia Marketing. He says, newsflash, Dave Flatman won't share his chips. Flatman and I look forward to our Six Nations preview lunch at Twickenham Stadium in aid of my name's Doddy Foundation and the Rob Burrow MND Centre. So this is a charity thing they're doing. It's a bit weird because it says my name's Doddy Foundation, but it's name apostrophe 5 rather than an S. So I guess there's something significant about that. Anyway, if you want to find out about what he's talking about here, which is this charity thing that they're raising at Twickenham, if you go to Realia Marketing, R-E-A-L-I-A, realiamarketing.co.uk/Doddy, D-O-D-D-I-E, you can find out all about it.
Discovery Park is launching a skills hub, life science campus. I love the word campus. I always love the word campus. I think it's American though, isn't it? Discovery Park, based near Sandwich, has brought together the combined expertise of Canterbury Christchurch Uni, East Kent, what's that, EKC Group?
East Kent College.
Thank you. Pfizer. The STEM Hub and the University of Kent to create the Skills Hub. This is a way for tenants to offer future training, further training to their workforce, as well as helping them to find new talent to drive their business forward. Jane Kennedy, who's the Chief Business Officer at Discovery Park, said that gaining access to people with the right skills continues to be one of the biggest challenges facing businesses of all sizes and in many sectors. And this is our way to help, she says. And the Skills Hub will connect more than 160 organisations based at Discovery Park in Sandwich with the area's young people and adults looking to retrain. And she also says it will tap into the combined expertise of our partners, including our local further education college groups and universities, and ensure there is a pipeline of talent. And the Skills Hub will help companies navigate the complex landscape of qualifications from work placements and traineeships through internships and apprenticeships to graduates. So it's really, really good. And these T levels, which are the equivalent of 3A levels and designed to meet the needs of industry, that will also help promote awareness. So that's the Life Science Campus Discovery Park, which is based near Sandwich. We had last year, we had a lovely apprentice who was just from uni, and he was doing a lot of LinkedIn social media under my wing, and he was great, and he's just got a full-time job, and we've lost him, and I'm gutted. I've just sent him a lovely present there.
On the T-levels, I was invited to the launch of that at the House of Commons.
I remember.
Yeah, and it was over 3 years ago, nearly even 4 years ago, that they launched T-levels. Brilliant idea, but there's no uptake.
You don't hear much about it, though, apart from on here.
Well, the problem is...
Why is there no uptake?
Well, it's very straightforward, really. The whole point of T-levels is that you're supposed to gain work experience.
Right.
And it's like 50 days a year work experience to get the T-level, which means the schools have got to find employers to take people on.
Yeah.
And they're not getting, you know, it's far easier to get kids to just sit an exam, isn't it?
Yeah.
GCSE.
Yeah.
Than it is to do something practical.
Yeah.
So the schools aren't really interested
and
in
schools, doing. Schools don't have the connections.
Well, they've got no connections
with
anyway.
Small businesses.
Although they're supposed to under the Gatsby scheme.
Mm.
But the uptake has been appalling, and it's a shame because it's a really good
idea. It's a really, really good
it's
idea.
It's a really, really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we taught Liam a lot, and he actually, when he left, he's got a great little job now. Mm. But when he left, he sent a really nice letter saying that, you know, he'd learnt so much in the year with us.
Yeah.
Just on little things, you know, and he's a highly intelligent chap.
Yeah.
But just on, you know, being a young chap and with an old bird like me, he just picked up things, learnt things.
Picked up bad habits.
Yeah. But it was good, yeah. And we are looking for another one. We'll get one in New Year.
Right.
We've got a lovely Nigerian chap that we might use.
Where's he gone? Where's Liam gone?
He's gone to a big sports company. Mm. I'm sorry, it's awful. I can't remember their name. I'll let you know by Twitter. But he was actually doing some work for us still in the evenings. He still wanted to stay on and we were paying him.
Mm.
And we've paid him all throughout the year a proper wage as an apprentice. But then he stayed on. And then the company that he's just got a very good sort of marketing job with, was started firing people immediately he started. So he said, I really need to focus on this and not do stuff at weekends and in the evening for you. So we've lost him. But yeah, I'll let you know that the company.
Okay, cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
What we're going to do? News.
We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom.
Is it Booster, Booster, Booster?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to tell us a bit more about these announcements.
Hospitality that Amanda mentioned.
Apparently, they're spending £1 billion of taxpayers' money across hospitality and leisure, but we shall see. Mm. Anyway, let's join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we've got another fantastic guest to talk to and a lot more things to discuss.